Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news show, Hungary Report. I'm Oshaya Flum. Thanks for joining us. Illegal border crossing must be stopped and stricter regulations are needed in Hungary and in Europe, turned out in a national consultation on immigration. More than 1 million questionnaires have been submitted, an overwhelming majority of which agreed with the standpoint of the government.
More than 1 million questionnaires of the National Consultation on Illegal Migration have been submitted until mid-July. Government spokesman Zoltán Kovács said most of the people were on the same page, despite of an enormous anti-consultation campaign. It's safe to say an overwhelming majority of the submitted questionnaire stated that a significantly stricter regulation is needed on domestic and on European level in order to stop this global migration, illegal migration somehow, Zoltán Kovács said. Most people considered growing economic migration a real threat, and that illegal migrants mean risk to the Hungarians' jobs. They believe Brussels, the EU, failed to cope with migration and stricter regulation is needed. Most think economic migrants should contribute to the cost they mean to the government. Almost all think that Hungarian children and families should be supported rather than illegal migrants. In the last 3 days, more than 4,700 illegal border crossers have been detained by the police. On Saturday only, more than 1,600. Police apprehended 9 human smugglers, too. By now, the number of illegal migrants passed 95,000, and by the weekend, it would certainly reach 100,000.
The new shift of police officers has arrived to the Serbian-Macedonian border to help stopping the flux of migrants coming from Macedonia. Protecting the frontier is of key importance. Besides the Hungarian officers, Austrian and German border guards will also arrive to reinforce the patrols.
The Hungarian police officers arrive to their barracks in Vranje with police escort. There will be the new shift. The commander of the unit coming home said there is a continuous and intense migration pressure on the southern border of Serbia. We informed the Serbian border guards about 22,725 illegal migrants. Most of them were turned back to Macedonia. Some were sent to the Preševo migrant center, but some managed to get into Serbia, said the officer. The Hungarian unit came with 4 vehicles with mobile heat-sensing cameras. One of these even recorded a group of 500 migrants. Due to the security risks, an armed border guard is at each Hungarian vehicle. There are many who are not happy about us being here, mostly human smugglers, but so far there hasn't been any attempts to harm us. We are secure here, said László Matos. The Serbian border police says the Hungarian colleagues mean a great support for them. The Hungarian unit did a great job, quite amazing, and we expect this to continue with the new shift as well, said a Serbian border police officer. The Serbian border police on the Macedonia-Serbia section will be reinforced in 10 days by German and Austrian officers as well.
The Ministry of Human Resources and Abolish Institute invited in joint application in order to improve the Hungarian language public education beyond the borders. The State Secretary for Public Education told M1 about 80 million forints of state funds are available to organize camps, summer schools and to develop tuition materials. The applications are open until the 21st of August. A 14.5 billion foreign development is about to launch in the Hungarian State Opera House soon. The Opera House will get a brand new rehearsal center, a workshop house or a storage facility for the stage sets in different locations of Budapest. A visitor center will also be opened where backstage secrets can be seen.
This is the set workshop of the Hungarian State Opera. The sets, the backgrounds and the costume accessories are made here. And this is how the Eiffel Hall will look like. In 2 years, all of the workshops and stores of the Opera House will be moved in here, in the old repair garage of the Hungarian Railways. 2 rehearsal stages will be built here as well. We need to build a separate service center for those buildings, especially for the old opera house, which wasn't built with workshops or side stages, dressing rooms and rehearsal stages, said the director general of the Hungarian State Opera House. The Eiffel Hall will get its new look on the summer of 2017. The modern service center will support the well-known opera house on Andrássy Street, said the Secretary of State of Culture. If we could manage to pull out these functions from the Ebel Palace, then we could fulfill a decade-long dream to renew the most imposing state building and to adjust it a little to the needs of the 21st century, said Péter Hoppá. The reconstruction of the opera house can begin after 2017.
This is the 18th time the Jewish Culture Festival is organized in Budapest. From the 30th of August until the 6th of September, the audience will have the chance to meet such performers and artists as the Budapest Klezmer Band, Ferenc Schneidberger, or the Muzsikás Band. The organizers would like to introduce the results of the symbiosis of the Jewish and the non-Jewish cultures with this program series, said András Heisler, president of the Federation of Jewish Communities in Hungary. He added, it is important to talk about our common history and culture as well as the European values. Pieces of fine art by Munkácsy, Gulácsy and Tiziano, collections of coins and weapons. Just a few examples for the works which have been both returned home or kept in the country by the National Bank of Hungary in the last 18 months. The English, the Belgian or the Austrian central banks have similar practice to enrich the national treasures and to protect the cultural heritage.
This is Christianity from János Vasari, one of the most illustrious Hungarian painters of the 20th century. Art historians found out about the existence of the painting from an album issued in 1941, but its whereabouts were unknown. After posting an ad, the owner of the painting made contact, and finally the government managed to buy the piece of art. It is fantastic when one can come across a genuine piece of work which was earlier known only from a repro. It's just great to finally see the piece that we've been looking for so long, said the art historian. In the last 1.5 years, the National Bank of Hungary purchased works of art for almost 9 billion forints under a program called Értéktár, or National Value Inventory, which was launched in January 2014 to spend 100 million euros on repatriating Hungarian pieces of art being in foreign ownership. Director General of the Museum of Fine Arts and the Hungarian National Gallery, László Bán, said several tens of thousands of pieces disappeared in the 20th century. There are works which are not cherished and kept in the storages of museums instead of being a main piece of an exhibition in our museum. So it is worth seeking pieces of art like this, he said. Public collections can make a recommendation to the central bank for buying the works. This is the common practice in several countries of Europe. Our goal is to repatriate and to show the Hungarian public more and more pieces of the Hungarian national treasure that had been in foreign ownership before, said the vice president of the central bank. Ferenc Gerhardt told public media they would like to have the third piece of the Munkácsy trilogy in Hungarian ownership as well.
And some more art. Almost 10,000 visitors have seen the Csontváry exhibition in the Buda Castle so far. László L. Simon, State Secretary of the Cabinet, said in the next couple of months, this number can pass even 150,000. Tivadar Csontváry Kostka was one of the most influential artists of the modern Hungarian art. Most of his works are in so-called public collections. Almost 100 pieces can be seen in the revamped building of the National Defense Headquarters in the Buda Castle until the end of this year. That's all for now from Public Media and One's English Language News Broadcast. I'll be waiting for you tomorrow night at around the same time. I hope you'll be tuning on. Don't forget, we're on live every night, and you can also follow us on the internet. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.